Howdy everyone, this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you had a good day today. I hope you were able to work on your goals. Make sure you have goals. Make sure that you are able to function your best in this life. And I also want to congratulate the University of Tennessee for their second time ever going to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. I mean, hey, that's an amazing thing right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a budget that's out of control. It's not even a what do the people want, because the problem is that there are too many special interest groups, or too many people who are under the impression that every one of their little dreams need to be paid for by everybody who is a taxpayer. And most of the time, the people that are getting the money from the federal government are not taxpayers. We need to end this. End of story. We need to end this. We do not need a continuously growing budget. Now, the unions have a lot of say in the budget, because we can't just get rid of people who are dead weight in the government. They want, if we were right now, if we were to get rid of the government, of departments within the government or agencies within the government, whatever, the unions have it set up so that those people that were working in those parts of the government aren't gotten rid of. No, they're transferred to other departments, even if they're dead weight. So, we have all of themselves, we have all of them in a position to cause us to continuously to have to spend money on things that are useless for us. We don't need to have people in the government that are dead weight. So, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We need to get rid of that option within the government. We need to get rid of so many areas of the government. I could start listing them all. Let's take a look at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. Well, automatically, firearms should not even be a consideration, as that happens to fall under the Second Amendment, and we are not supposed to be having that kind of control over firearms via the government. So guess what? That's gone. Alcohol and tobacco, seriously. One, we don't have a prohibition going on anymore. If you are over the age of 18, you should be able to decide what you're going to do with your life. Period. End of story. If you can sign up for the military, you can drink, you can smoke. Whether you want to or not, it doesn't matter. You should not be banned from you should not be banned from smoking or drinking if you're over the age of 18. The whole 21 thing is just more government control. So alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are all three gone. And explosives. Well, what little explosives that they have to deal with that can go to other parts of the government? So that's $1.875 billion gone from the government. Hey, that was barely me even thinking about it. They're saving almost $2 billion from the government. Let's quit funding. Let's quit sending money to countries that don't like us. That's probably another several hundred billion dollars. It's not that difficult to understand why we need to stop allowing our budgets to be to the point that we can't understand them without a simple reading. We need to start breaking down the budgets. We need to start realizing that we have a government that is idiotic at this point. So there's three solutions I just gave you on how we can cut the budget. Now, the rest of it needs to be strategic cuts, because there are parts of the government that are necessary but have a lot of bloat attached to them. A lot of bloat. We need the Department of Defense. We need the military. End of story. But we don't need to do DEI practices. There's cutting of the budget. We need a more coherent supply chain within the government. That's probably going to save another couple of billion right there. We need the military. We don't need the bloat that's associated with it. And I bet if you go through the DOD, you can find all kinds of dead weight that are employed there. But of course, the unions are going to complain, so hey, I've already discussed that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is easy to cut the budget. It requires some common sense, some strategic thinking, and a not caring about what ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and all those other liberal shills are wanting. I am tired. I am tired of the fact that we have a government that is not by the people for the people anymore. It isn't. It's pathetic. It is pathetic how much damage that this is doing to our nation. We need to get back to having a balanced budget. Yes, we need the military. Yes, we need some form of federal law enforcement. Yes, we need some form of intelligence. The CIA has proven that they're currently not that form of intelligence that we need in our government. I mean, seriously, the CIA was duped so many times by the Russians, it wasn't even funny. Well, the Soviet Union. They're still being duped. Yet, we're still allowing all of this to happen. We can't continuously allow it to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We can't. Our taxes are being spent on so much wasteful spending that it's incomprehensible. We need to continuously keep watch of what's going on inside of the government. Period. We have to. We have to keep watching what is happening inside of the government. The reason is because the government's not able to do it. Even if we put a conservative in office right this minute, if we were to put a conservative in office, the conservative male or female would not be able to watch what's going on to the government. There are too many parts to the government to watch. So if we elect a conservative to office for the presidency of the United States of America, I'm still going to be writing about things. It's not because I dislike that president. No! It's because no president can watch what's going on. No White House is able to keep watch of everything that is going on. And so we've got to do that watching for them. That is what a real That is what real journalism is. There are very, very few things going on in this government that everybody can watch. So, instead of allowing the voices of the mainstream media to be heard, we need to start having watchdogs in place, making sure that it doesn't happen. We need people that are going to pay attention all the time. Okay, I'm going to say this real quick. Is there a concerted effort to destroy the ability to actually have trade that goes via water? There was Rotterdam. There was a bridge hit in Rotterdam the other day. Barge just hit a bridge in Oklahoma. I know that's probably not a major place where there's a lot of traffic or trade traffic going on. And as somebody just pointed out, all the train derailments in 2023, and now we have all the, now we've had major bridge attacks. When was, now I'm going to have to look this up. When was the Rotterdam, they may have been showing something else. Let's see here if I can find the news. Bridge hit. March 1st, 2024. Okay, so that was a month ago. Cargo ship gets stuck after striking a bridge in Rotterdam. What is this? What? Okay, so there's something really weird going on. I guess that means that we're needing to start watching things a little bit more. But hey, our federal government isn't watching it. It's too busy having Transgender Identity Day or whatever it is that we're having instead of Easter, according to Biden. Really, we need to stop having this occur. We need to start having common sense, and we don't have that. So, let's start with, let's fix the government. Let's start with the budget. Let's start with cutting all the things from the government that is unnecessary. Now, like I said, it's going to take a lot of situations where we're going to have to fight the unions. We're going to have to fight special interest groups. We're going to have to fight all the people that don't have a lot of common sense going on in their brains. We need to start making changes. That are just monumental. At this point, they really are monumental. And it's going to take a lot of patience on our part. It's going to take us standing beside those members of the Congress and by a president who are willing to do this. You don't have to agree with every facet of what somebody does to stand by beside them if they do the right thing. If they do things that are right, stand beside them on those things that are right. Disagree with them when they do things when they do something wrong, stand against them. We are no longer at a point that we can allow our government to have this much power. We really can't. We really can't have a government that has this much power. Because it is doing too much damage to us. I mean, I can't understand why we have allowed ourselves to get to this point. Except for the fact that we started listening to ABC, NBC, CBS, thinking that these people were doing things for us. They weren't. They aren't. The people that are supposed to be journalists are no longer journalists. They're shills for a political agenda. Do I have a political agenda? Yes, I have a political agenda, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in small government. I believe in common sense. I believe that there are things that should be left to personal choice, not to government. We need to end all of this. And no, I am not calling for a revolution. I am not calling for anarchy. I am calling an end to all of this corruption. I am calling for an end to where the American people are not being heard. I am calling for an instance in which you and I have more of a voice in our government than special interest groups. I'm calling for a government that helps those that are paying the taxes, not helping those that are leeching off of those that are paying the taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, I am calling for a situation in which you and I are far more capable of being the voice of reason than the voices of those that are doing damage being the voices that are being heard. We don't have that right now. DOJ is allowing employees who commit crimes to get away with committing crimes. The Bureau of Prisons is such a joke that they actually have to convict. Those people are committing such egregious crimes that they have to be convicted. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, the very people that are supposed to be protecting Homeland Security, thus the name of the department, can't even protect themselves when it comes to computer security. The power grid is massively failing because the government's not doing their job. They're too interested in that money being used as a tax base than to actually fixing the problem. Uranium. That rabbit hole for me. Uranium mining in this country is a joke because the government has allowed foreign entities to own mines, including the Russian government at one point. Thankfully, that mine is now owned by a U.S. company. But our natural resources, so much of our natural resources are now owned by foreign entities instead of being owned by the United States. And that's because the government has allowed it. Lobbyists have more of a voice with members of Congress than we do. Let's see here. What other things have I written about? Rare earth. Well, that's mining. We've got diversity, equity, and inclusion, or whatever the world DI stands for, that is raising the cost of everything, and it's doing more damage to us than anything else. We're buying oil from Iran and Venezuela. I could just go on, and it really is that bad. You and I need to make changes. You and I need to make changes. So, it starts with the budget. We need to get rid of that part of those parts of the government that aren't needed. We need to get the unions have less power inside the government. Unions have so much power inside the government. I mean, you take a look at the Department of Education. The Department of Education was created specifically because of the NEA, National Education Association. The giant union that, okay, from what I've been told by a teacher who I went to school with, I graduated high school with her. They're willing to help the individual teachers. They do a lot of good for the individual teachers. On that side of things, okay, fine. But here's the thing. Is there not an administration inside of schools? I mean, you got principals, assistant principals, you've got secretaries, you've got the boards of education that has people in them. Hey, wait a minute here. It almost sounds like the unions are being credited for things that are also being done by people that are employed by taxpayers. And then take a look at the simple fact of that if they keep fighting charter schools. Charter schools, which have been proven to give a far better education than public schools. The NEA and their shills continuously say, well, this money should be going to the public schools. No, it shouldn't. Yes, I believe that public education is a good thing. But ladies and gentlemen, there are charter schools that for less money are doing far better jobs of educating the youth. Betsy DeBose, Trump's Secretary of Education, her and her husband started a charter school in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I forget the name of the school, but some of those kids, by the time they graduate high school, because of the school that they're at, have a pilot's license. They understand flying. They understand aeronautical engineering or aerospace engineering. I forget which one it's called. But they understand those things because that's what this charter school is based around. It's actually at the airport for Grand Rapids, Michigan. But of course, the NEA and their shills hated Betsy DeBose because she proved that they, for cheaper than what public schools cost, they could provide a better education and provide a better future for those that went to a charter school. And then you hear people go, well, they might have educated, some of those charter schools are Christian based. And I bet when they're Muslim, when they're Islam-based, that you don't have a problem with it. Think I'm wrong? I'm not. It's gotten to the point where common sense isn't there. Our education system is failing. And it's got a lot to do with unions. Our government is failing, and a lot of the cuts that are necessary, a lot of the ways that we can cut the budget, for that matter, a lot of the people that are in, that are creating an environment that is worse for the American taxpayer are protected by the unions. I didn't want to start out the day talking about government unions. I really didn't. I was wanting to talk about the budget. But you can't talk about the budget without understanding the power that the public unions. I'm not talking against the private unions. I can, but I'm not. The public unions, the public employee unions are hurting us. And I bet most people don't even realize how much they're hurting us. BA, I've talked about this before. The BA had to, they when they went paperless, when the Obama administration went paperless, they had to keep employees that were dead weight, that couldn't be trained for other jobs, that weren't necessary, but they had to keep these employees because they were union. And so the money that could be spent on making better health care for veterans, especially with Iraq and Afghanistan going on and all the other places that our troops were sent, the things that could have helped our veterans have better health care was being prevented because the unions were making it worse. All of the things that the budget could have gone for to help veterans, and instead of helping the veterans, they had to pay dead weight. It's intolerable, and you and I have to get together and work on all of this. It is no longer a, oh, well, it sounds good. No, it's a necessity, ladies and gentlemen. We need our government to make sense. We're not going to get it to make sense unless we get rid of those things preventing it from making sense. And I am probably going to get attacked because I'm going up against the unions. The unions do so much good. Not really. Especially the public employee unions, the public employee unions, there's already the civil service rules in place. So, no, we don't need public unions. Private unions, that's an entirely different can of worms to go down. But we no longer have the ability to keep paying all this money for things that are a detriment to ourselves. We are paying for things that are bad for us. And we don't get any benefits out of it. Yes, cigarettes are bad for you, but for some people, they actually enjoy the nicotine from it. Alcohol is bad for you. People get drunk and enjoy that. You get none of the enjoyment out of the detriment that the government is. Rednecks don't trust the government for the simple fact of that all we get is a lot of yelling at us because we need to do things a certain way. We have to pay taxes, but we get no benefits from a government on this level. We join the military. Here's the funny thing. A lot of rednecks will join the military. Why? Because we want to see the rest of the world. We go back home and we get back to working, and so we have all this money taken out of our paychecks for taxes. We see no benefit from it. We have a VA that has secret list that is so bad that the people are waiting around so long that they end up committing suicide because they're not getting any help. We have a BA that the medical care is so slipshod that there are people that go to the BA and come out of the hospital with bed bugs and all kinds of other issues, and they're not helped. But if you have a limb amputated while you're in the military, the VA will, if you're getting any kind of benefits for it, such as disability, because, well, you had a limb chopped off, you have to go in once a year to prove that your limb hasn't regrown. That makes a lot of sense right there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry that I went down the union issue. You need to know about it. If you didn't know about it, I hope you understand it now. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good Easter. Remember that Christ is King. And he rose after 3 days. So, this is Paul. Oh, wait a minute here. Got to do a couple of other things. One, my bloggers.com website, I've added some ads to try to start generating some money. I don't think I'm going to get that much money, but I have started I've started that process. If you want to read everything that I've read or I've written before, just and check out my other podcast, just go to Facebook to The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. My Patreon, if you would like to support me, is FreedomVN. Just go to patreon.com/FreedomVN. Victor November is the VN, in case I'm not speaking clearly enough. I've got to get better equipment. But thank you for listening to me today. Sorry about having to shill, but I would like some help because I want to create a better community for everybody and a better situation. So, y'all have a good day, a good Easter, and talk to you later.